There were a lot of long faces in Chicago when the city learned it wasn't getting the 2016 Olympics. NPR's David Shaper has the reaction from Chicago.
The city of Chicago, having obtained the least number of votes, will not participate in the next round.
That collective gasp was uttered by thousands of Chicagoans gathered at Daley Plaza downtown for what they had hoped would be a victory rally. Instead, most stood silently stunned and bewildered, including Summer Alexander.
I can't see what went wrong. I mean, it's a damper on things. It's a downer.
Ted O'Malley of Suburban Park Ridge was
shocked, disappointed. I had no thought whatsoever that we would finish last whatsoever.
I thought we were going to win. I really thought we were going to win.
And that's 11-year-old Emmett O'Malley. His dad, Ted, adds,
well, that's the life of being a sports fan living in the city of Chicago.
I feel like we're always the second city. Yeah. It's never going to change, you know? So
we're not even the second city, though, in this voting. We're the fourth.
I know, that hurts. Ouch. We're like the Tulsa of the Olympics. Sorry, Tulsa.
A disappointed Annie Colbert reached for some explanation for the IOC vote.
It's a sort of old school network of voting, and that's how they vote.
Could Chicago have been out-politicked on this?
I don't know if anyone can out-politic Chicago. That would probably be the biggest insult to the city.
But some Chicagoans don't mind losing the Olympics. At a cafe called Zanzibar, Sobi Buga pumped his fists with joy.
I was ecstatic. This is a great city, and I'm really glad that the IOC isn't going to come here to destroy it.
Austin Campion also wasn't eager to get the Olympics.
It sounded complicated and expensive and trafficky.
But Campion admits this international rejection does sting a little. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.